This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Derek and Isis. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
And what is your last name?
Last name is De Lima.
De Lima. All right. So if you both could state essentially what years you were born in what cities.
Okay. This is Derek. I was born in 1982 and born in Monterey, California.
I'm Isis, and born in 1983, and I was born in the Philippines.
Okay. So how did you two get connected to Joan of Arc?
So back in 2008, we weren't parishioners yet, but St. Joan of Arc is the only one, or one of the only ones, with a late Sunday Mass. And since I was working a lot of weekends at the hospital, we couldn't make it to our regular parish. So we started going to St. Joan of Arc 5:30 Sunday Mass. And we've been going there for several months, actually. And finally, when our second baby was born, we figured, why not register at St. Joan of Arc, since we've been going there pretty much every weekend?
Okay. So individually, and Derek, you could go first, what type of things have you done to get involved with the church?
I also wanted to add to that question. Is that okay?
Sure.
So we also like Father Guy's homilies. He's very good at explaining what the scripture is and how it could relate to our lives and what we need to do to get better in our lives.
Okay. Actually interviewed Father on Sunday. It was pretty great. Should listen to it. So what, back to what you've both have gotten involved with.
So I got involved with the usher ministry, more specifically on Saturday night at 5:30. And then, so I was a part of a group there that we were trying to do two teams to rotate, taking turns doing ushering. But lately I've been kind of doing like Sunday nights at 5:30. So we really like the 5:30 times, either Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
I also got involved with the Cub Scouts there at St. Joan of Arc, because I have several kids in that program.
I was an Eagle Scout, so I can appreciate that.
Yeah. I was not a scout as a kid, so... So it's kind of like, okay, since I didn't do it then, I guess I could do it now.
That's great. And Isis, what about you?
We really like the Agape group that we were placed in the families in our Agape group. Basically, our small group are one of our great friends, our good friends still now, actually. And since we were talking about people that we want to show appreciation to, I mean, these are the amazing people and other parishioners, like the Grace Hovers, the Murphys, the Colemans. They are, you know, amazing people that are also very active in our church.
Okay. All right. So just overall, what are some of your favorite personal moments you've experienced at the church?
We love the French Market. I would say that would be one of the great moments that as a parish, as a community, that we enjoy going to. The kids love going because they know it's going to be fun and it's a party. And then hearing, of course, the hard work paying off when Father Guy every year would give us the total and what the church made for the church and also for the school.
Okay. And Derek?
Our kids go to the school, so I know that's a big part of the ministry at St. Joan of Arc. So that's something that we also liked with the school, that is pretty diverse with the number of students that go there and the type of student that goes there. And we wanted to have that all-around type of education for our kids, to have not only scholastic excellence, but also learning about their religion, or learning about the Catholic Church.
Okay. All right, so just overall, before I close out, what would you both just like to say about the church and just your overall experience?
We really love this community, and I think that's the most important part of what really makes St. Joan of Arc. Yes, we're celebrating our centennial, we're celebrating the restoration of the church, but it is true that what really makes the church are the people. That is the church, the body of Christ, the people, the community.
Okay. And Derek, did you want to add anything?
Ditto to that. Yeah, she did a great job of explaining.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for your time. If you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this out.
Sure.